In health news, this Saturday, January 11th, marks the 50th anniversary of the U.S. Surgeon General's report that first linked cigarettes to lung cancer. Since then, a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association says anti-smoking measures have saved millions of lives.
On January 11th, 1964, Surgeon General Luther Terry announced something we now take for granted.
Cigarette smoking contributes substantially to mortality from certain specific diseases.
At the time, 42% of American adults were smokers. Think of how often a character lights up on the show Mad Men. But since then, public health campaigns have shown us the risks graphically. And now just 18% of adults smoke, a decline over the last half century that researchers estimate has saved 8 million American lives. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
The president of the American Medical Association says employers should not be asking sick workers for doctor's notes. Dr. Scott Wooder tells the Star.com not only are demands for sick notes a drain on the healthcare system, people who have infectious diseases shouldn't be in the doctor's office. He says often they're in a waiting room with others, including someone who may be dealing with cancer or a woman who's pregnant, and it could put those people at risk. But the executive director of the Toronto Association of Business Improvement tells the Star.com if someone is away for several days, it's entirely reasonable for the boss to demand a note from your doctor. If your new year started with a ring on your finger, you or your maid of honor may be thinking about what to do for your wedding shower. While some young women escape for a wild weekend in Vegas, a new trend is to have a yoga shower. A group of women with a private instructor for a yoga class, often followed by meditation instruction, a glass of wine, maybe some cupcakes. Ginger and Shine in Toronto says the yoga shower is popular for women of all ages who want to share a more meaningful time with their gal pals.